Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. The Upper Trail winter has taken positive steps forward since our last meeting. A bleak seasonal character, by usual North Country norms, has shaped up lately with freshening of the snow cover and serious ice making. Snow accumulations have not been extreme, but nevertheless clean things up, so new critter tracks are more easily distinguished. Meanwhile, enough January sub-zero settled over the area to really get the old Zamboni cranked up. With frigid temps in the forecast, enhancing ice development for the coming trout season opener couldn't have come at a better time. It would appear safe ice for pedestrian traffic could be secure here on the Gunflint, and most all area lakes by Saturday's opener. Further, it seems a reliable surface for snowmobiles and ATVs might be questionable on a few lakes where icy acquisition occurred only recently. To preface this next story, I share with you the final freezing of Gunflint Lake favored the smoothest ice I've seen in my 17 winters here. The glass-like surface could allow uninterrupted skating for miles, and the lake remained free of insulating snow cover for 3 days of clear ice observation. The charm of a Gunflint winter was never more evident than it was for years truly on one pre-dawn day last week. Out early as Old Saul was making its daily debut, I was up on the mile of pine looking over the two-day-old lake ice. The sunrise was on fire once again as it began to light up our lives in this northern paradise. To complement the celestial infinity, wispy clouds were floating aloft, drawing on the awesome fiery rays. This heavenly interaction rendered a spectacle of pink cotton candy vapor. In turn, the vaporous veil was picked up in reflection by the mirror-perfect hard water surface. There are not adequate descriptors to pictorially celebrate the magic of this rosy dawn in concert with pink Gunflint ice. Such radiance probably has happened before on countless water bodies in this great land, but for me, winter elegance of this magnitude has never been so visually consuming. The wilderness panorama was a breathtaking work of unmatched art. Additions of snow over the miracle glaze, minus something temps, and north-northwest winds have since put the Gunflint gal in a grumpy state. As I key this week's report, she is murmuring tones of uneasiness. I'm not sure if her new coat isn't a good fit, or she is shivering in the frigid air. Regardless of the curmudgeonly attitude, her solemn dialogue is entertaining. More Northwoods enchantment took place at Wildersmith recently when a moose tromped through the yard. Although such occurred during darkness hours, tracks in the fresh fallen snow and broken branches along its path confirm it was what it was. With so few moose remaining throughout the territory, coupled with the fact it's been years since one has been seen around our place, this nocturnal visit re-energizes hope for this iconic herd to regain a healthy population status. The thought of a visit from one of the herd more often than once every few years would be welcomed at Wildersmith. The sudden turn to real winter character was equally appropriate this past weekend for the Gunflint Mail Run sled dog races. Racing conditions last Saturday morning were excellent. Enthusiasm was at a high pitch as 10 entries started the 12-dog long race, while 13 teams made up the 8-dog shorter race field, all finishing up on a sunny but bitter cold Sunday afternoon. To stage such an awesome event has to be a ton of work. Organization of the happening was top drawer. It seemed all phases went off without a hitch. Hats off to planners, sponsors, volunteers, mushing teams, and Trail Center restaurant personnel on a job well done. The Gunflint community looks forward to seeing the Gunflint Mail Run become a premier post-holiday occasion in the years to come. Winners of the two races were Ward Wallen of Two Harbors in the 110-mile section and Dusty Clavin of Togo in the 70-mile chase. Congratulations to the winners, and thanks to all the mushing teams for making this a great weekend. A tabulation of all race finishers can be found on our WTIP website. This is Fred Smith on the trail at Wildersmith. Trout season is open. Happy angling.